European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
To the William Hill European Football Podcast. Alex Dunn and Steve Harrison are in the studio today to look ahead to the best of Sunday's games. Some crackers coming up as well in just a few moments. Sam Norris will also be along to look at Saturday's action pretty shortly. I hear he's got some fairly strong picks as well this weekend, so make sure you tune into that. But firstly, hello Steve.
Hello, how are you, Alex?
I'm okay, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Disappointed with my nap last week. Both teams to score, Athletic Club. That was in early on, but they just couldn't capitalise and get the winner. Disappointing. I was counting the money at half time.
Yeah. I went for Nice, didn't I, as my nap, and they hosed in.
In style.
Yeah, very nicely done. So hopefully we can back that up on this occasion. Three crackers this week.
Yes,
really, really good games. We've got Sevilla Barcelona, Porto Benfica, and Olympiacos Panathinaikos coming up. We don't often do games in Portugal. We don't often do games in Greece.
No, absolutely.
These are probably the only ones that we would go there for, to be honest.
They're massive ones, aren't they?
And I was saying off air as well that we've Club Brugge against Genk, a similarly big game that we're not covering in Belgium. But we're going to start with the big one, 7:45 on Sunday evening, Sevilla against Barcelona. Sevilla are 9-2. The draw is 17-5. And Barcelona in the betting at 8-15. Really intriguing contest, this, because we know exactly how good Sevilla are at home. They did me a favour a couple of weeks ago when they beat Atleti. They've got a perfect 100% record in the league at home so far this season. They are relentlessly good at home, and they are every season. Now, Barcelona, you know what you're getting with them, but I say that. They were really poor in midweek against Man City. They've not looked quite the same, I don't think, this season as they have in recent years. They just don't seem to have the strength and depth, maybe, to cope with one or two little injuries here and there. And personally, I thought this 8-15 is one of the worst prices that you'll get this weekend. That's just on a personal note. What about you?
I suspected that was what you'd say, actually. This has got a home all the way for you. So I was trying to find things to put you off, actually. So I was looking at the team news. Nasri doubtful for Sevilla, but he could play. He's been training, but training on his own. They've got plenty of options as it is. Vieto scored a 2-2, and Ben Yedder scored his first in five games in midweek in the Champions League. Barca, team news worse for them. PK out, which is absolutely huge. Kind of underrated in a way, PK, I think, because of the team he's in and so much focus on the forwards. But he's a real miss. Iniesta as well. Speaking of the front three, I mean, Suarez has been, he's had a bit of a dip in form. He's only scored two in his last seven for Barca. I think he's 4-5 any time, but I wouldn't be too interested in that. Messi, on the other hand, since he's come back from his injury, he scored 7 in 5. Rafinha, an interesting one. If he plays, he's got 5 in 5 in the league, and you can back 12-5 any time.
Yeah.
But again, you just want to wait for team news to make sure he's starting. Barca away, their recent form. Last six away, scored 19, conceded 11. So there's been plenty of goals. And as you say, Sevilla's home form. So their last 22 at home, they've won 19, drawn 1, lost 2. And those two were in between Europa League legs. So so I thought, right, I'm not going to be able to put Alex off with any of those stats. So I had a brief look at what they've done off the back of Champions League group stages last season.
Yep.
So last season, Sevilla actually, every single Champions League group game they had, the following fixture was a home game. And they won 5 of them, lost 1, beat Barca and Real coming off the back of that. Barca had 5 home, 1 away. The one away was that loss to Sevilla.
Mm-hmm.
all their games after Champions League group stages this season are away from home, and they've won two and lost one so far. Sevilla, they've won their two home games after and drawn their away one. Basically, their form after Champions League's excellent. Barca's maybe a bit iffy.
Yeah.
I can't put you off there. My only argument really here is it's Barcelona. Have you seen their front three?
Exactly.
And I've already said maybe they're not as good as they are. I know that Sevilla's going to be the pick for you, and I'm absolutely with you. Draw no bets 3-1, I believe. Now, I might just take that insurance. But, a very short 8-15. I really like the look of Sevilla here.
And I'm not for one moment saying that Barca cannot win this.
No, absolutely.
And they well and truly deserve to be favourites because, as you said, they are Barcelona. But on everything that I've seen in recent weeks, and even with Sevilla at home in recent years, they're not going to lose this without a fight.
No, absolutely.
And you're suggesting if you're backing an 8-15 shot that it is pretty much home and hosed straight away, and I don't think that's the case in the slightest. So I'm going to be a little bit more cautious than you. I'm going to go with Sevilla plus a goal at 7-5, so I'll have the draw playing for me as well. I put it up against Atleti a few weeks ago. I didn't need to in the end. I could have been a little more ballsy with that, but Sevilla plus a goal, 7-5, it's a big price as far as I'm concerned, and I'm quite happy to take that. So we're both with Sevilla.
Yep, absolutely.
In some way, shape or form. Fingers crossed they can get the job done for us on a Sunday evening. We'll talk about Porto Benfica then next. This one coming up at 6 o'clock on Sunday. Porto are 5-4, the draw is 11-5, and Benfica in the betting at 23-10. As I said, we don't talk about Portuguese games that much, so I'll just spin you through the table as it stands at the minute. Benfica with an almost 100% record, almost 1-8, drawn 1. They sit top with 25 points. Porto in joint second. They have lost so far this season. Drawn 2 and won 6. So Benfica already have a healthy little gap at the top of the table. Interestingly, both sides have only conceded 4 goals in their 9 games so far. They've both been fairly free scoring as well. Yes, there's Sporting Lisbon to consider. They're currently sitting in 4th. They're 2 points behind Porto. But they are the big three, aren't they? It always seems to concern those three. I have to say that in recent years, there hasn't been much of a strong bias in these games in terms of the head-to-heads. Porto had the better of it last season, but it really is close. The betting suggests that as well. Which way do you think it's going to go?
It's an interesting one. I think they're pretty tightly matched. Benfica have won the league the last 3 seasons in a row. Sporting are there amongst it as well. So Porto finished second once and third twice. So they've also got big problems. It's announced this week they've got a massive financial deficit, over 100 million euros they need to make up to break even this season. So there's talk of them of selling some of their players. The obvious player that they've be looking to make a lot of money on, I guess, would be André Silva. He's a 20-year-old forward who scored 11 goals in his last 9 games. That includes a hat-trick for Portugal against the Faroe Islands. So take that with a pinch of salt. But he has been a real find. And the manager's Nuno, who Gary Neville took over from at Valencia. And he's really given the youngsters a chance this year. So that they've got... they've got a really experienced backline and Casillas in goal. And then further forward, they've got a couple of 19-year-olds in Jota and Jesus Navas. André Silva's 20. Otavino and Olivier Torres, 21. And Jesus Corona, 23. Really young, exciting forwards. And to be honest, I think these players have been miles more successful than Nuno would have expected. So they're a really interesting side to watch. Like you say, don't concede many goals. Neither do Benfica. I think that maybe says a lot about the quality of this league as well. Benfica come in pretty good form. Won 8 out of their last 9, I think, in the league. 4 clean sheets in the last 5. In fact, their last defeat in the league was 2-1 against Porto last February. So, difficult to beat. They relied a lot of their goals on... Jonas, the Brazilian who was at Valencia a few years ago, he scored 52 goals in 58 starts in the Primeira Liga. Pretty impressive. But he's only played once this year, and they've spread the goals about a bit more. Mitroglou, who Fulham fans might remember for a poor half season, he's their top scorer with 4, and then they've got Salvio and Pizzi, both who have been at Atletico in their careers. They've come in with goals, and they've got a couple of interesting young players. A decent forward, Guidez, 19-year-old, and Lindelof, Swedish central defender who has been linked with both Man United and Chelsea, I think. So worth keeping an eye on. This looks a really difficult game to call. Mm. There doesn't seem to be a lot in it. Last nine that these two have met in all competitions, both teams have scored in only three of those nine. So both teams score no in this, I believe, is 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
Might be worth an interest in one that's so difficult to call. I don't know if you want to be backing odds on. Maybe look at under the goals. Under 2.5, a bit short. Maybe take the chance on under 1.5 at a bigger price. But this looks difficult. It might just be that Benfica are probably slightly the better team. They might just be happy to take the draw in this. So 11-5. If you want a big price in a game that's pretty difficult to call, then then that might be worth a try.
I think as well, away from home in these kind of games, you're quite happy to take a draw.
I think so. Especially with that lead at the top.
Something I was looking at was cards in this game.
Yep.
Not masses and masses, but enough to maybe get involved. Last six league meetings between the two, we've had 5, 8, 9, 6, 6, and 8 plus a red.
Okay.
In terms of yellow cards, that's working backwards, if you like.
Yeah.
The most recent being 5. So there's not loads and loads, but there's enough to just have a bit of an interest. I mean, looking at the markets, over 55 booking points is 4-9. It's short. You are asking for a lot there, to be honest.
I think you'd be looking to pitch it about 6 cards, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Would be what you'd expect, certainly from those figures.
But plenty of those coming in the second half of recent games as well. So it could be an in-play look, perhaps. I wouldn't be backing the red card at 6-4, incidentally. I'm not crazy about that. But over 3 second half cards is available at 4-5. I do quite like that.
That sounds like a decent angle.
I mean, even in a normal game, you'd think 4 second half yellows is feasible once a referee gets going.
Yeah.
But in a quite, you know, trappy game where maybe there could be a few tackles flying in, I certainly don't mind that.
Yeah, so I think that's very interesting.
That'd be my pick in a tricky one in Portugal on Sunday night. Olympiacos against Panathinaikos then, 5:30 on Sunday. Olympiacos 8-11, the draw 23-10, and Panathinaikos are 19-5 to win this one. Another really interesting one, because Olympiacos for so long now have been completely dominant in Greece. They did lose a game in the league away at Larissa earlier on in the season. They just seem to be being priced up slightly more kindly this season, I think. And where in the past there'd have been something like 1-12, there might be sort of a 1-5 now. And I know it's not making heaps of difference to your accumulator, and they're still, by and large, not letting it down. But I personally thought that the 8-11 on them here was absolutely fine, because Panathinaikos haven't been in rampantly good form. Away from home, they tend to struggle. Olympiacos have got a decent head-to-head record against them. They've now won, how many on the spin, Olympiacos? 6 on the spin. And I know they're not coming up against much, but they're still coming up against the same that Panathinaikos are coming up against. And Olympiacos are faring okay as well in Europe. So I didn't think there was much not to like about this 8-11. What about you?
Yep, I'm totally on board. Yeah. I think it looks a great price. I mean, it's Olympiacos' hardest home game of the season. It's the main contender for the title, but They're just so dominant in this league. 8-11, like you say, seems very kind to me. So you talk about a team that have won last 6 league titles in a row, 18 out of the last 20 titles. Last season, they lost 1, drew 1, won the rest in the league. And 28 in a row at home they've won, conceding 9 goals. That's 19 clean sheets. Mm. They're just so dominant. I don't know if maybe it's the standard of player that is meaning they're a bit bigger this season. Premier League fans probably won't be too impressed to hear that their main striker is Brown Edey, who didn't do too much at West Brom. He scored 16 in 28 starts in the Super League since he's been there. Esteban Cambiaso in central midfield, a great player, but underwhelming for Leicester.
Mm.
And Jamie Vardy, not particularly keen on him in his autobiography. And then Marco Marin, formerly of Chelsea. I think he only actually left Chelsea this summer. Mm. I think he was loaned out all over the place, and he's finally found a place in Olympiacos. So maybe it's just that standard player. One player I did want to mention was Fortunas, who is their attacking midfielder. He is superb, really the creative heart of the team. Decent on set pieces, scores a few goals. He's probably their main man. Yeah, I mean, Panathinaikos, they're the second best team. finished second last year, 30 points behind Olympiacos. I mean, that's the sort of gap you're looking at. As you say, their away record's not great. Last nine, they've won one. And again, their players, they've got a goal scorer in Marcus Berg, who I do like.
He is very good.
Very reliable. And yeah. He's doing it in the Europa League as well. He came through as a youngster at 21, and, playing for the Swedish under-21s, and he looked like a real prospect. And he got a big move to Hamburg and lost his way a bit. And since he's come to Panathinaikos, he's found that goal-scoring touch, and he's doing okay back in the Sweden squad. So I like him. There's a former Premier League player here as well, Sebastian Leto, who Liverpool fans probably won't remember from one terrible season. He's done okay since he's come to Greece. He actually joined Olympiacos from Liverpool and then made the move to Panathinaikos. He scored 32 in 67 appearances, but for a central midfielder, pretty decent. Maybe that just shows the standard of the rest of the league in comparison. Mm. And just one other player to note is former Manchester United goalkeeper Luke Steele is Panathinaikos' goalie. More well-known for playing for Barnsley for about five of the last six seasons. He's now their first-choice keeper. So that's shown the kind of standard of players we're looking at. Olympiacos look a really good thing in this to me. And the 8-11 is really appealing, I think.
Okay, the 8-11 then on Olympiacos. So I was looking at cards again in this one. There's no markets up there right now. It may be that they don't come prior to the match. They may do. But it's just something to consider, once again, with the yellow cards. Again, not many reds in the fixture. But last six games, 7-9-9-3, which must have been getting on then. What's going on with that one? And then two more sixes. So again, if that bar is around the 6 or 7 mark, probably go over. But again, wait and see. Again, it could be something to just look at in play, maybe once the first yellow is dished out, really go for it after that. But another game that you'd expect to be fairly feisty.
Yes.
You would have thought.
Maybe more in the stands than on the pitch, but
we'll
have to see.
Yes. Right, what's your nap this weekend then?
So after a loser last week, I'm going for a slightly bigger price. It's in the Inter Milan game at home to Crotone. Crotone, the worst defence in the league. It's a player I've mentioned quite a lot every time we speak about Inter. The first name on your lips, Mauro Icardi. I'm going to back him to score two or more goals, and that is 5-2. He's got 8 in 11 this season. He's on a fairly poor run by his standards, 2 in his last 6 starts in Serie A. But I fancy him to put that right in this game. So 2 or more, 5-2.
Okay, I'm not going to change from what I normally go for, and that's Sevilla plus a goal. 7-5 is massive, I really do think that. Although it is being safer than you were on the preview, I still think it's a big enough price. If you're putting up an outright, say, at 7-5, you'd think, oh, crikey.
Yeah.
So quite happy to side with Sevilla plus a goal at that price. I should just say as well, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon, so there are a few sides that we've mentioned who, of course, are in Europa League action as we're recording this evening. I can think of, obviously, Olympiacos, Inter Milan that you've just mentioned there. So if something horrible has happened and they've lost all form since we've spoken about this, then sorry, we can't do much about that, to be honest. Anyway, thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
We'll hand over to Sam now for his thoughts on Saturday. He'll put forward his nap as well. And we won't be back next week, will we? Because it's
International
European
week.
European week. Every week's a
European qualifiers.
European qualifiers. It's the International week. So we'll be back in a fortnight with the best bets from around Europe. Over to you, Sam.
Thanks, Alex. Time for another look around Europe then on Saturday, and hopefully we can pick out a winning treble this week, having hit the crossbar the last couple of weeks with 2 out of 3 selections landing for us. And first up this week, I'm looking at Freiburg, who play Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. The home team here are 13-8 in the betting, and I believe they are nap worthy this week. I'm keen to oppose Wolfsburg at the moment as they continue to slide down the Bundesliga table. They now reside in 16th spot and haven't won a game in the league since the opening day. Even their recent victory over lowly Heidenheim in the Cup doesn't read particularly well. They only won 1-0 on that occasion, and it was a strong side that they put out. They very much laboured to victory there before starting well at home to Leverkusen last week before folding in the final 10 minutes. They threw away a lead to end up losing that game by 2-1. Freiburg might not look anything particularly special in the table. They lie 8th after 9 games, winning 5 and losing 4. But if you look at who they've actually lost to, those 4 defeats don't read too badly. They've been beaten by Hertha Berlin, Köln, Borussia Dortmund and Hoffenheim this year, all of whom currently occupy a spot in the top six. And they've done very well to win their other five games. And I think they'll inflict more misery on Wolfsburg this week. That being said, the head-to-head players will note that Wolfsburg have won five of the last six meetings with Freiburg and drew the other one, so the recent history isn't in their favour, but Freiburg is always a tough away day, especially at this time of the year, given they play in the Black Forest, and I don't think the Wolfsburg players will relish this task at all, so I take Freiburg to win the game at 13-8 on the outrights. In terms of a goal scorer, Max Philipp is very much the man in form for Freiburg, and it might pay to back him to score any time. He's got five goals in nine games this term and is very much the focal point of the Freiburg attack. He's also opened the scoring on his last two Bundesliga starts, so an investment on him to score first could be the way to go. The 22-year-old isn't adverse to a card either, having collected four this term, so I firmly expect him to be in the thick of the action one way or another, but Freiburg firmly the play here. I don't expect Wolfsburg to arrest their drop down the table this week, and I'll play the home side at 13-8. Now for a potentially big price in Spain, and this is Atletico Madrid away from home at Real Sociedad at 4-5. They're always worthy of an interest when the traders are offering in and around the even money mark about them winning, and they are as big as they are this weekend for a good reason. Sociedad, I believe, are overachieving this season after a string of mid-table finishes over recent years. They are still, in my opinion, a mid-table side, despite the fact that they're sixth in the league. I don't think they are anything like a top six team, so the traders pricing them up like a top six side here, and I think Atletico are the value at 4-5. They've made a good start of Sociedad, but have already shown that they're unable to mix it with the very top sides in La Liga. They lost 3-0 to Real Madrid this season and have also seen the likes of Villarreal and Bilbao beat them. I'm hoping Atleti can follow up here. They needed a late goal from Antoine Griezmann to squeak past Rostov in the Champions League, but the Russian side offered a much more physical battle that Sociedad are unlikely to match this weekend. Crucially, the game was at home, and I think the long trip back from Russia last time went some way to explaining their 1-0 defeat at the hands of Sevilla in the league, but they've bounced back since then, beating Malaga 4-2 before their Champions League win midweek, and I'll take them to win here. There's also a nice goalscorer angle in this game. Antoine Griezmann will no doubt be a popular choice. He is maybe of interest at 6-5 anytime, but I'm going for the Belgian winger Yannick Ferreira Carrasco. He's 23-10 to score anytime, which offers plenty of value here. He's got six goals in his last five games for Atleti, including a hat-trick against Granada, a brace against Malaga, and the winner against Rostov in the Champions League. He's a big prize for me, and I think he can get on the score sheet in Spain. Off to Italy for the final game this Saturday, and I'm taking Torino to beat Cagliari in the tea time kickoff. Torino at 6-10 probably look a bit too short, given that this is 7th versus 9th in the table, and both sides are locked on 16 points. But we're talking about a side in Torino who boasts a very good home record, and Cagliari who are generally quite poor away from home. Joe Hart's Torino are unbeaten on home soil this season, winning 4 and drawing 2 of their 6 games. It's also been a happy hunting ground for the strikers, and they've scored 2 or more goals on 5 occasions in the league this term, including 4 past Provincelli and 5 past Bologna. Compare this to a Cagliari side who have lost all but one of their away games this year, and the 6-10 begins to make sense. Cagliari did pop up at the San Siro to shock Inter with a 2-1 defeat, but aside from that, their away form reads poorly. A 3-1 defeat to Genoa, a 4-0 defeat to Juventus, and a 4-1 defeat to Lazio are just some of the horror away days for them this year. I expect them to lose again against the Torino side, who are winless in 3, but they faced Lazio, Inter and Udinese recently, so I think Cagliari could well be an easier task. For punters not wanting to take the 6-10 about Torino, how about Torino to win and both teams to score at 2-1? For all that, they've scored plenty at home this season. All of their home wins have actually been score wins. They've allowed the opposition a goal in all but one home games this season, and Cagliari have scored in all but one of their away games. So that 2-1 looks decent here, but for the point of the treble, I'll just take Torino to get back to winning ways at 6-10. This week's treble then, Freiburg, Atletico Madrid and Torino pays 13-2. And then after this weekend will be Freiburg at home against a woeful Wolfsburg side. Best of luck with all of your bets across Europe this weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.